Welcome to the podcast, where you get your news and views of the sports world that we live in. And now here's your podcaster, Lige Weichers. Welcome to the Lige Weichers Show.
Wow, what a week. The playoffs are here. We're all fired up for the playoffs, and man, they absolutely delivered. Not only that, around the NFL, there's lots of news to jump into. And quickly, let's touch on the NFL coaching carousel. That's right. Officially, 9 jobs were open at one point. That is, until John Harbaugh, who was fired from the Baltimore Ravens, gets hired by the New York Giants. In the first hiring of all the open jobs, I saw an interesting stat, 9 jobs, you know, that's over a quarter of the league. That's a lot of openings. But back in 2022, there was 10 job openings, even more than this year. And surprisingly, 8 out of those 10 are already fired. That just tells you a little bit about a head coach in the NFL. It's win quick or you're going to be fired. And honestly, you better hope you either have a really good defense or a really good quarterback. Used to only be a quarterback. I think the league's going a little bit more towards a really good team can make it, but it's not a very kind league. You don't get a lot of time. You better win. Some of the interesting notes are obviously Harbaugh getting fired in Baltimore. He'd been there 18 years, obviously. Was able to raise the floor really well. At worst, it felt like they were this year at, 8-9? And then the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, resigns. I don't think they were going to fire him, and people kind of saw this coming. It wasn't talked about too much in the media that he might resign, but this is interesting that he's resigning, not firing. If Tomlin ever wants to come back, he would have to be traded because the Steelers still have the rights to him as a coach. Think Sean Payton with the New Orleans Saints before he goes to Denver. What are the Steelers going to do? Are the Steelers a good landing spot? Well, when you look at it one way, they have an aging roster. Not much talent, not a lot of young players, a couple offensive linemen. They have Aaron Rodgers, who I think might retire, but he could come back for another year. It did seem like the game last Monday, it was going to retire. It was his last game and end his career on a pick six. And kind of fitting, ending his Packers career with an interception to Kirby Joseph, which, of course, I was there to witness in person. And now ending potentially his career on a pick six. And that's not emblematic of Rodgers' career, but it is interesting to note that Rodgers likes to go out in interceptions. Any other notes? The Lions are still looking for offensive coordinator. There's been some names brought up. Mike McDaniel, I really like that name. That's, of course, the hot name that's going around. I think McDaniel might get a head coaching job. I don't think the Lions will get him, but Lions offensive coordinator could be a potential great spot, even better than some of the lower-end head coaching jobs. Come in as the Lions OC a year or two. You should be able to ball out with these players. The offensive line is a little bit of a question, but the offense should be good, and then it sets you up perfectly for another head coaching job. There is one name that I do not want as the Lions offensive coordinator. I saw it today. Arthur Smith. That's right. Arthur Smith is interviewed for the Lions OC job. I would be devastated. I would be distraught. This would be a bottom 10% outcome if Arthur Smith becomes my offensive coordinator. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But we're going to recap the games. Breeze through them quickly before a quick preview. Let's start last week, Saturday afternoon. The blowout, well, what was supposed to be the blowout, Rams-Panthers. And it starts what we would expect. The Rams are mowing down the Panthers early on, and then Panthers things begin to happen. Right when the Rams are about to put their foot down, they don't get a fourth down. They don't score before half. In fact, the Panthers score, and it's a close game. The Panthers take the lead at one point on a Jalen Coker touchdown. Jalen Coker was balling this game, proving that he is above Xavier Legette. It's a true Tetero McMillan 1, Jalen Coker 2 type situation. But it isn't enough because Matthew Stafford was balling. He hit his hand on a helmet. I can't tell if that was why he wasn't playing as good or it's just kind of the ebbs and flows of the game. But Matthew Stafford, as the veteran in the NFC, leads a comeback, throws a touchdown, Colby Parkinson, Rams move on. Rams not been playing as well. Rams lose to the Falcons, almost lose to the Panthers. They really haven't been playing that well ever since they lost that game to Seattle, but they do move on, an interesting team. Now, let me tell you, let's talk about this wild game that happened in Chicago. One of the most ridiculous, chaotic games I have seen in a long time. Not only that, it was against two rivals going up against each other. This makes it an absolute classic in playoff history, if you ask me. The Chicago Bears somehow defeat the Green Bay Packers. There's so many things I could talk about in this game. I could talk about the 3 games the Bears and Packers played this year, which the Chicago Bears won 2. Interesting note, the Chicago Bears did not run a single offensive play with the lead against the Packers, yet they won two of those football games. That's the kind of magic it took, two of those games, and boy, oh boy, was there magic on display. I was having a good time watching this game. I was slightly confused. I don't love cheering for the Bears. I'm not cheering for the Packers, that's for sure. But this game had it all. This game had epic collapses, coaching question marks, play calls being questioned, absolute dimes, Caleb Williams, his iconic play, that 4th-and-8 dime to Rome Odunze. You had missed field goals, missed extra points, controversy, and the game ending on a shot to the end zone. This game had it all. The Packers were absolutely in control early. The Bears kept on fighting. The Packers absolutely kept them in it with those three and outs over and over. The Bears didn't even take advantage of all the plays. Fumbles in the end zone, fumbles that they didn't pick up. The Bears didn't play a good game themselves. The Packers just played even worse in the second half, and Caleb Williams made some plays when he absolutely had to. The Bears somehow move on. Ben Johnson, I don't hate Ben Johnson. He's kind of an idiot at times, but he still holds a special place in my heart. I'm not sure what the Bears are going to do moving forward, but that was a wild game. Josh Allen wins against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This was a very close game, but it wasn't the best played game. Trevor Lawrence doesn't play that good. I think the Jaguars are still in a good spot. Their run defense showed up going forward for the Jags. We'll see with them. The Bills, they aren't a good team. They're going to have to win some more of these games, the close kind of ugly games. We'll see if they can do it. Speaking of ugly, the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, it's over for them. Their offense did what their offense always does. They petered out in the second half. There were some clips going around of play calling on that last drive. They called 4 verticals when they knew it was going to be cover 4. Not exactly your smartest play. San Francisco 49ers move on. Unfortunately, what was the cost? It was George Kittle's Achilles. It's just another injury they're going to have to overcome. The Sunday night game went from ugly to uglier. Justin Herbert got assaulted behind an offensive line that was like Border Patrol under the Biden administration. They let everybody through. This was not exactly a good game for Justin Herbert's legacy. People are talking about, can Herbert win a playoff game? We will see. Certainly had a lot of excuses. Drake May played rough in the first half. The second half, it was better. Started to see what he can do, and the defense played very well. Christian Gonzalez gets banged up. Looks like he's going to play next week. The Texans beat up on the Steelers. They were up 7-6 at one point. Felt like it was going to be enough. I didn't see how the Steelers were scoring any more points. Turns out they didn't. They, unfortunately, also the Texans, that is, lose Nico Collins for this week. Doesn't look like he's going to play. It was kind of a sad way to end wildcard weekend, super wildcard weekend, that is. But, man, some of these great games were classics. I'm hoping for more this week. It starts Bills-Broncos. I'm torn on this game. I've said for a long time Bo Nix ain't winning. But it's hard to trust the Bills as a team. It's hard to see how they get things going. They're losing receivers left and right. Gabe Davis out. Josh Palmer out. They're relying on Brandon Cooks. Dalton Kincaid is even injured. This is truly the Josh Allen show on defense. Maxwell Harrison is out. Jordan Poyer is out. Things are rough for the Bills. While the Broncos got to sit at home on their couch, they're healthy. They don't have to worry about that. Sean Payton is great off a bye. He's going to come in with his bag of tricks and absolutely blow it, because that's what Bo Nix is going to do in the playoffs. I don't trust Bo Nix. I'm sticking to my guns. Even if it's hard to see the rest of the team be so much better for the Broncos, I'm taking the Bills to win this game. I think the Bills can get it done. Josh Allen specifically, 27-24, another close one. They're going to have to grind it out for all their games. I think they do it here. Give me the Bills to get it done. Saturday night is a game we saw a couple weeks ago. San Francisco 49ers traveling to Seattle, and the first game wasn't very close. Seattle kind of whooped them. They kept him in the game with some missed field goals. Darnold not playing that well. The 49ers are kind of even more beat up than they are now. They mustered 3 points last game. I do think they can muster more here. Along with Bo Nix, I've said I don't trust Sam Darnold. 7.5-point favorites, I believe. Man, that's a lot. Give me the 49ers. I'll take the 49ers to win outright. I don't know how they're going to do it. Shanahan's going to have to scheme it up. Purdy, CMC. I don't know what they have beyond that. Juwan Jennings hasn't been very good. Maybe Ricky Pearsall will play. DeMarcus Robinson, Jake Tonjes, and a beat-up defense. It doesn't look pretty. I'm not trusting Darnold. I'll take the 49ers. Moving to Sunday, you've got the Texans and that great defense. those edge rushers against the New England Patriots. Let's start with something to watch. Will Campbell came back at left tackle for the New England Patriots, was kind of getting pushed around. Now he gets to go against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. That could be an issue. Is Drake May going to see some pressure? Drake May in the second playoff game, I don't think that's going to affect him as much. I think it's going to pretty much come down to who's the better team. I think the Patriots are the better team. Christian Gonzalez playing and Nico Collins being out, that's big right there in and of itself. I think the Patriots are potentially the best team in the AFC and are going to meet the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Then we go Sunday night. What a game this is going to be. Los Angeles Rams, Chicago Bears. It's supposed to be cold. Single digits, feels like around zero. Matthew Stafford, it's going to be a throwback to when he was with the Lions going to Soldier Field, except he's with LA, the team that plays in the dome, warm weather. Now they have to go outside to real football. It's going to be the frozen tundra in Soldier Field. This has all the makings of a Rams blowout. The question is, will the Bears come back at the end, like they always do, and make it close? Maybe not even make it close, but win the game. What are things I'm keeping my eye on? Colson Loveland's expanded role. Early in the year, we laughed at the Bears for taking Colson Loveland. Look how much better Tyler Warren is as a rookie tight end. Colson Loveland, the last six games, he looks like he potentially could be one of the better tight ends in the league, if not the best receiving tight end in the league. Now, I'm not going to go that far, of course, but I think there is a case to be made that Colson Loveland was a good pick above Tyler Warren. I'm not willing to make that decision yet. I mean, we saw what 6 weeks can do. I'm not going to let that make my decision. I'll report back in 3 years. But Colson Loveland, something to watch out for. Ozzie Trapillo, I believe he blew out his knee. Patellar tendon, maybe. That's their left tackle. That is a concern. They also lost a linebacker to a broken leg. The Bears did get beat up more than I think people are talking about against the Packers. That's going to hurt them. Caleb's going to have to make some magic. Ultimately, I think the Bears can get it done. The Rams are just not playing that good of football. They have Puka Nacua. Devonta Adams either isn't playing super good or was still kind of gimped up by that hamstring against the Panthers because he didn't do a lot against them. Their defense, it hasn't been the same defense we saw early in the year. The Bears are going to try to run the ball. They're going to do normal things. I do think they need to do a little bit better on offense early in the game. I know they've continually come back. Eventually, that magic will run out, and you need to just play a good football game, and I think the Bears are capable of it. Ben Johnson, going to have to call a little bit of a bear game in the first half. I'm not really cheering for the Bears here. I do have a future on them to win the conference. Of course, I like the Bears' chances going into the year, but I think the Bears can get it done. I'll probably be cheering for the Rams, but the Bears are going to win 21-20 in a low-scoring, cold game at Soldier Field. That's going to set up some interesting matchups. Seattle, Chicago, Buffalo plays the Patriots. Those are games to look forward to. This is one of the best weekends of the year. You have the final eight. Four great games of football, all happening. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday. I'm fired up for it. I hope you are too. I want to really thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Elijah Weicher Show. Leave a rating and review 5 stars. It really helps. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk next week.